Today on Gardening in a Minute, vermicomposting. Worms are efficient eaters, and you can use them to convert kitchen scraps into compost through a process called vermicomposting. It reduces landfill waste and provides you with a great soil amendment. Vermicomposting is fun and easy. You can construct your own bin or purchase a ready-made bin. Next, you'll want worms, and red wigglers or redworms are the kind you'll need. Create bedding for your worms with non-toxic, fluffy materials like shredded newspaper, composted manure, peat moss, or any combination of these. Keep the bedding moist, but not wet. Your worms need a dark, cool place to work, so keep your bin out of the sun and make sure it has air holes. Once they're set up, 1 pound of worms can eat a half pound of food scraps every day. For more information about vermicomposting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, calculating mulch. Mulch is an important component in Florida-friendly yards, but how do you know how much mulch to buy? Start by calculating the square footage of the area you want to cover. For rectangular beds, multiply the length times the width. Next, decide how deep the mulch should be. 3 inches is a good rule of thumb. You need the depth measurement to be in feet, so divide your 3-inch measurement by 12. Finally, multiply the depth times the area, which will give you the cubic feet needed. So for a 12 by 12 bed, you'll need to cover 144 square feet. If you want a 3-inch layer of mulch, you'll need 36 cubic feet. Garden centers typically sell bags of mulch containing 2 or 3 cubic feet. You can also order mulch in bulk, though it's sold by the cubic yard. For more information about mulch, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bat houses. Bats are an important part of Florida's ecology. A single bat can eat thousands of insects each night. Unfortunately, bat populations are declining due to a loss of habitat. You can build or purchase a bat house to help address the habitat loss that bats face, providing these unique flying animals with a cozy place to roost. First, you'll need to pick a site for your bat house. Make sure that the location is fairly open so bats can easily see the house. To build your own bat house, look for plans online. Hang the completed house 12 to 15 feet above the ground on the south to southeast side of a tree trunk, pole, or building. In time, your bat house may become home to 100 or more bats. For more information about bats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, eliminating nuisance plants. Any garden can have its share of nuisance plants. These can be either invasive species or just plants growing where they don't belong. Some, like seedlings of golden rain tree, are easy enough to pull up and remove by hand. But others, like cat's claw vine or the invasive elephant ear, usually leave roots, tubers, or other plant parts in the ground that allow the plants to regrow. In these cases, you'll either need to keep pulling the plants over time or kill them with an appropriate herbicide. Herbicides containing glyphosate are effective on many weeds, though for woody invasive plants like coral ardesia or Chinese tallow trees, you may need a product containing triclopyr. Always read and follow the product label whenever you use herbicides. For more information about nuisance plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lightning damage to trees. Florida is known for its intense thunderstorms, and the lightning that comes with these storms can sometimes cause damage to trees. Tall trees are the most susceptible to lightning strikes. As lightning travels through a tree, it causes sap to boil and cells to explode. The damage often appears as a line of discolored bark or loose bark that hangs from the trunk or branches. Root damage is also possible, but is more difficult to recognize. If you suspect lightning damage on one of your trees, try to minimize future stress to the tree. Depending on the extent of the damage, the tree may die suddenly or slowly, or it may recover on its own. Keeping the soil moist will help promote growth and hopefully help the tree recover. For more information about lightning damage to trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.